Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 8th of February, 1916. Miss Isabel Graham.
Bonjour, Mademoiselle Isabel.
I thought I'd been quite clear. Have you walked from Dover again?
Oui. I am very angry.
Oh, Christine. You'd better come with me.
Turned up again, then, Ashley, your bad Penny.
I am not Penny. I am Christine.
You making a joke, child?
Are we?
Oh, a Belgian joke. Fancy.
She was on the steps again. Can you find her some breakfast?
Yeah, I dare say. Rose, was there any of that kedgeree left?
A bit.
What is kedgeree, please?
Kedgeree, dear.
It's rice and fish and eggs. It's nice.
Well, posh people like it.
I will try.
Oh, very good of you, I'm sure.
You're looking rather smart, Ruth.
She's off out with the mistress again.
I can't say no, can I? Be fair.
I know that, but I'm the one who gets lumbered. He says me's half day, too.
Is it league work? Mother said you spoke very vividly at the meeting last week.
Oh, is that bad? I'm trying to guard my tongue. Really, I have. Only things pop out when I least expect them. There you are, Mademoiselle.
Oh, fuck you.
Merci. What is the green?
Parsley. Merci in French.
Ah oui, très bien.
Why isn't she at the orphanage?
I ate the orphanage.
Even so, she has to go back. Do you hear me, Christine?
I want to live with you.
You can't.
Why not? I am small. Your house is big.
Determined little thing, isn't she?
I will be like a mouse. I do not eat much. We are friends. Why not, Mademoiselle Isabel?
Sit and eat your breakfast. And don't be a nuisance to Mrs. Parker.
Ruth's going to do some washing up before she goes out. Would you like to help her?
Ah oui.
You can try if you want. Save my wrist.
D'accord.
I won't be long, Mrs. P.
Don't you have an ambulance shift this morning?
Not till 11. May I talk to you about something?
Of course, my dear. But I shall be out most of the day with the League.
Well, it won't take long.
Your waif was loitering in the square this morning.
Yes, I've just found her.
I saw her from my dressing room window. Odd little creature.
It's Christine I wanted to talk about.
She was living at the Belgian restaurant in the High Street, wasn't she?
That's right.
The owner comes up before the bench this morning. Your father is sitting.
Well, I hope he's lenient.
Isabel. Harbouring unregistered aliens is very dangerous.
I can't think Christine posed much of a threat to the nation's safety.
I don't suppose she did. That's not the point.
The poor thing is quite alone in the world, and she seems to have developed quite an attachment to me.
Well, that must be a nuisance.
It is, rather. She won't stay at the orphanage.
Well, I don't see what else you can do for her.
I was wondering...
Isabel, no.
Well, you don't know what I was going to say.
I can see it in your face. You're much too easily persuaded. She can't possibly come here.
That wasn't it at all. I was thinking about Aunt Cora.
I don't follow.
Her refugee camp for Belgians at Staveley Court. I wondered if we could send Christine there.
I'm sure Cora has enough Belgians of her own.
If she stays anywhere around here, she'll just keep turning up on our doorstep.
And then we'll call a policeman to move her on.
Mother.
I know it seems harsh, but... we can't look after all and sundry simply because they decide they like us. That way madness lies.
Will you write to Cora and ask her?
Why don't you?
She's more likely to say yes to you.
Well, I will if that's what you want. But it seems a lot of trouble for one child.
Thank you. Have a good day with the League.
We're planning a strategy for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
The new powers come into force. We must see they're not misused.
Christine, she's been a real help.
Oh, that's good. How was the kedgeree?
Comme ci, comme ça.
Cheeky.
She's a good little worker.
We'll have to be going now. I'm on duty.
I can come back?
No, Christine. This is the last time. I mean it.
Please.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I am your assistant.
No, I'm taking you back to Dover after my shift, and you will stay there.
I won't.
You must.
I will come back. You can't stop me.
Then I will call a policeman.
Policeman, pass.
Oh, my dear Lord.
I will cry, and he will say, poor child, and let me go, and I will come back here.
Oh, Christine.
Tell you what. Take her in the pantry, Ruth. See if there's a barley sugar or two in the tin.
What is the barley sugar?
You'll like it. Come on.
Have you got a plan, Miss Isabel?
Yes, but it might take a little time. I'm hoping she'll see reason in the meantime.
No, not that one. She slept in the square last night, you know, in the gardens.
But it was bitter. Oh, Lord.
Might someone take her in?
Nobody I can think of.
Well, if you don't mind me poking my nose in, Miss Isabel.
Have you got an idea?
I might have, yes.
Thank you, Isabel. We'll look after him from here. I don't know anything about him, I'm afraid, beyond his name and number. He's been out cold since I collected him from Shaunton. There doesn't seem to be a file either.
Oh, you'd be surprised how often that happens.
His name is Eddie Short. He has a wife in Quebec and two children named Louisa and something. Lord, maybe? He was shot in the neck at Saint-Remy, and Alfie's gin is gone.
Goodness, that's thorough.
How did you know that, Christine?
He told me.
She sat in the back with him. He came round.
Came round where?
Woke up, I mean.
Yes. Oh, how did he tell me? You think I made it up?
Oh, no, no. You've done very well.
It is an important job.
It's not a job, Christine. You're just helping out on a casual basis.
It could be a job. I am good. This lady says.
You go and tell that orderly everything you know, Christine, and ask him to write it down on a label.
Da-da.
Funny little scam. Getting less funny by the day. How about you, Dorothea? How are things without Sister Hargreaves? I heard what happened. Poor thing. Buckling under the strain like that.
It's a blessed relief, if I'm honest. Sister Bearling is no less strict, but at least she's even-handed. If it wasn't for Dr. Stretfield...
Dr. Slime.
Pardon?
That's what Juliet calls him. Too slippery for words. Tries to make everyone feel they're special to him.
Really?
Did you think it was just you?
No. No, of course not. Look. Here's your little helper. Musket on.
I have told the man.
Good. That's my shift over and done with. Come along.
Where?
To my car.
Please, Isabel. Je vous en prie.
Don't start all that. We're not going to Dover.
No? Then where?
You'll have to wait and see.
Who lives here?
Hush. She's coming.
For who?
Hush. Well, hello, Mrs. Cloud.
Oh, Miss Graham. This is a surprise.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose it must be.
Well, I'd ask you in, only the place is a pickle. Unless, of course, you're after a reading.
Well, nothing like that.
I don't do them often now, but for special friends, you know. Oh, who's this?
This is Christine.
Bonjour, madame.
Foreign, eh? Bonjour, dear. How can I help you?
I was speaking to Mrs. Parker this morning, and she happened to mention that you have a spare room.
Yes.
And she thought, or Mrs. Parker thought...
Yes.
...that you might like to take in a paying guest.
Did she now?
Oh, Madame Wilhelm.
And if you did want a paying guest, I wondered if you'd consider Christine here.
Madame Wilhelm.
She's very small.
She's an absolute poppet, a heart of gold, very bright, very eager to please... She'd be no trouble, I'm sure.
I don't know. It's a responsibility.
It's only for a few weeks. She'd be at school a great deal of the time.
School? No.
Yes.
But...
And after school, she'll help me with my ambulance shifts. That is the bargain.
Ah oui, d'accord.
So really, it would just be a question of a roof and a bed and a couple of meals a day. And she's such a scrap, she'll hardly eat a thing.
I've heard that before. When my granddaughter Honeysuckle was her age, she could put away a whole cottage loaf at one sitting.
I thought perhaps 2 shillings a week?
And she's foreign. I don't know how I'd feel about having someone in the house who talks funny.
Well, her English is excellent.
Anna will help clean.
0.5 crown?
Wow.
I'm paying for this out of my own pocket, Mrs. Clout. It's part of the war effort.
Well, say 3 and 6 and I might consider it.
I like your house, madame.
Dolly, dear. Call me Dolly.
Dolly? Like a poupée?
Well, exactly. But it's French for doll.
Poupée. Madame Poupée. I like.
Madame Poupée. Well, I never. You funny little creature. Poupée. What next?
3 shillings is about as far as I can stretch, Mrs. Clout.
tell you what. If she helps me clean the vicarage before school, that's a deal.
Oh, excellent. Here's my hand on it.
Mine too. There. I've got a nice crochet blanket somewhere. Make a nice bed cover. I'll have to dig it out.
Thank you, Isabel.
What about her things?
She doesn't have any.
Oh, dear.
What if I give you a sovereign? That's a month's board in advance and the rest for some clothes. Here.
Oh, wow, that's really very, Oh, I think we'll get along just fine, don't you, chicken?
Yes, Madame Poupée.
You're absolutely mad.
The whole thing's mad. What else was I to do?
3 bob a week.
Don't raise your eyebrow. You've no idea if that's good value or not, have you?
No, actually. Can anyone live on 3 bob, even a child?
You could contribute too, if you like.
I'm not the one who picks up stray Belgians.
I didn't pick her up. She picked me up. Go on. For the war effort, please.
You sound like Christine. Please, Mademoiselle, je vous en prie.
You can afford it.
All right, threepence.
Pathetic.
6 pence, then. I'll give her 6 pence a week pocket money.
I'll have the first month in advance now, thank you.
Don't you trust me?
I know you too well.
Charming. Here you are.
Mm-hmm.
And for heaven's sake, don't knock over any more orphans, or we'll both be bankrupt by the time the war ends.
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.